Hey guys, this is Sara again, back at it with another improvised audio on a Friday night. I got this idea while I was at the gym tonight. There's this weird rumbling sound in my car, sorry. What is something that I've had a long-term fantasy about? I wanted to kind of go off the cuff with one of those. And I realized, one of my longest running fantasies is about meeting up with someone that I really connected with long distance. When I was younger, I had these pen pals while I was in high school, and most of them were, you know, platonic friends, but I remember I had crushes on two of them. my very first, like, big time crush, it started when I was, gosh, like 14, was on this pen pal I had in Germany. He was this Armenian guy, but he was born and raised in Germany, and I had such a crush on him, you guys. Oh my gosh, just an insane crush. I mean, I thought I was in love with this boy and just so enamored with him. Oh my gosh, we'd write letters, I would send him gifts. But it was my first, you know, like, puppy love, and that was fun. And then I kind of got over him eventually after like 2 years. But then I had a crush on another pen pal, because I was a dork and could only really get personal with people through the internet. I had another pen pal who lived in Ireland, Kian, and I really liked him. Oh, I really, really, really liked him. I liked him for like over 2 years, like basically until I graduated high school. So that was another one of my crushes. And I'd always have, you know, these daydreams about meeting up with them in their country. And with my Irish pen pal, I actually did meet up with him. We've hung out twice, actually, like just as friends, because my choir sang in Ireland. And that was, of course, so romantic and amazing, even though he's gay and I didn't know it at the time. So he had no interest in me. But he snuck out, because he lived in Wexford, and he snuck out and went to Dublin to see me, which I thought was really sweet. But yeah, it kind of spawned these fantasies I had. I think it's just really romantic, you know, you spark up a connection with somebody, you know, you start chatting with them, maybe you meet them through Reddit or another forum, you know, and kind of bond over shared interests. And then over time, you know, you start, after you've seen each other around on the forums for a bit, you start messaging, getting closer that way. And eventually years pass and you realize you kind of have a crush on this person and you want to meet up. I haven't experienced that through Reddit, but I did experience that with those pen pals I had. So, you know, maybe I've met you online. Maybe we frequent the same subreddits. And I really like you. You know, we kind of have this great banter together, these jokes, these witty comments that we trade back and forth. And over time, that evolves into us messaging and then adding each other, you know, on our socials, chatting through those, exchanging numbers, late night calls, the whole shebang. And before we know it, you know, we're just becoming more and more enamored with each other, right? And soon it's been a year or two. We've been talking pretty regularly, and, you know, both of us have feelings, but we don't want to admit it because we haven't met in person yet, and, you know, long-distance relationships are hard to make work. It's not easy. It's not easy to be away from the person that you love, and so we don't really let ourselves admit anything. We just kind of flirt and keep up this banter and talk, and it's so easy to talk to you, you know? You always have great advice or a witty comment. And I like the way that you frame things. I like the way that you tell me about what's going on in your life and the insights you have when you share your passions with me, you know, what kind of music you like, your hobbies, your job, your friends, your pets. I like all of that, and I really like hearing your voice on the phone, you know. And you're from somewhere different from me, you know, maybe you're American like me, you know, you live in Atlanta or New York City, Boston. Maybe you're not far from me, maybe you're just in San Francisco, because, you know, I'm in LA, so not too far. Or, you know, maybe you're up in the Pacific Northwest, maybe you're from Chicago. You know, I'm actually originally from Chicago too. I wonder if any of you can hear it in my voice. I don't think I have an accent anymore, but a lot of people in California seem to pick up on it, which is interesting. Or maybe you're, you know, down south. My parents lived in Dallas for 2 decades. Maybe you're from Dallas or Houston, Austin. Maybe you're, you know, up in somewhere rural like Montana, Idaho, or from the Rust Belt, you know, Indiana, Ohio. Or maybe you're from out of the country completely. Maybe you're up in Vancouver or Montreal, down in Monterrey, or somewhere in Baja California, maybe Mazatlan, or further south in Guadalajara. Maybe you're from Brazil, you know, Brasilia or Rio de Janeiro, or from, you know, somewhere else in South America, like Bogota. Maybe you're from Cape Town or Cairo, Istanbul, Tel Aviv, Manila, Bangkok. Maybe you're from London, one of my favorite cities in the world, and you guys know I love an Englishman. Love those accents. Maybe you're from Dublin. Maybe you're from Hamburg or Karlsruhe. Maybe you're from Helsinki or Espoo, Turku or Savonlinna, Kuopio or Rovaniemi. Maybe you're from Stockholm or Örebro or Avlund. I don't know where you're from. Maybe you're an Aussie. Maybe you're from Canberra or Perth, Sydney. Who knows? Or maybe you're an alien listening to this. I feel like I just listed off a bunch of cities. I'm sorry if that's not interesting at all. So, who knows where you are, but I want to visit you. I just decided one day because, you know, I really like you, and even though I haven't told you yet, I want to tell you. And I feel like I need to do that in person. So, I message you and I say, what do you think about me coming to visit you? And you're excited. You're really excited, and you say, yeah, you want me to. Even if, you know, you're not in a big metropolitan center, you'll go to the nearest city and pick me up from the airport. I'm going to stay in a hotel. I don't want to step on any toes, but you'll even take some time off work and show me around the city. You know, we can see museums together, or we can go on hikes, check out cafes. You're going to take some time off too. I'm excited. I get to escape the lab, get to escape the office, get to go on a flight. It's been a long time since I've been on one of those, but I love to travel, and I'm really excited to see you. So, you know, I pack up all my cutest clothes, lots of sundresses, and some sweaters in case it gets cold, and, you know, some of my exercise clothes, not only because they're comfortable, but also, you know, I kind of want to show you what I'm working with here. And I fly out to you, and I am so excited. The whole flight, I just can't stop thinking about you. I listen to music that reminds me of you, you know, some of your favorite bands, and I daydream about you. I think about what it would feel like to walk hand in hand with you and get to kiss you and tell you how I feel. I really want that. And I hope you want that too. So I finally touch down and I see you waiting for me in the airport. You're holding up a sign with my name and and you have, you're holding this beautiful tiger lily because you know I love those. And you're wearing my favorite Vans t-shirt. You're wearing a Pendulum t-shirt. And I am so giddy when I see you. I just squeal because I can't believe it. I'm so excited. So even though I'm wearing heels, I run up to you. I'm wearing wedges, so it doesn't matter. And I wrap you in this big, big hug because I've wanted to meet you for so long. You know, you're real. You're more than just a voice. You're more than just a photo. You're more than just words on my screen. And it feels so good to be in each other's arms. I'm just so excited. I want to start crying, but I don't because I don't want to freak you out. But I'm really excited. So I hug you and gosh, you just feel so warm. I'm so comfortable already with you. You know, just breathing in your cologne. And you ask me how my flight was, and I said it was restless. I was excited, really excited. And, you know, I'm tired. Maybe it was a long flight, but I'm so excited to see you that it doesn't matter. And I just had a bunch of coffee on the plane, so I'm all hyper and jittery. And and you're glad for that because you want to take me out for, you know, a drink before I check into my hotel. And I'm excited for that. I can't wait to just finally talk with you in person. I want to just reach out and touch your face because I can't believe you're real. I can't believe you're the man I've been talking to all this time. And oh, and your voice sounds even better when it's not coming through the phone, when it's just going directly to my ears. Gosh. Oh, it takes all my willpower just not to kiss you right then. But I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I keep telling you, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You're real. And I'm giggling. I'm so excited. And you smile. And gosh, your smile is even more beautiful than I thought it would be, even more beautiful than I dreamed it would be. And the way your eyes sparkle in the sunlight is just, it's perfect. Gosh, you're so perfect. And oh, I just take in the sight of you and I love every inch of you. You're even better in the flesh. You know, you're just, I realize I don't just really like you. I love you. I love you, and I wonder if you can tell because I'm just smiling so much. I can't stop smiling, and I'm blushing, and I'm giggling a lot, and I just can't stop looking at you. I can't stop looking at you, baby. You're so perfect, and this just feels so right to be with you. So we load up in your car and, you know, we listen to some of your favorite music together. And I already know you like these songs, but I like listening to them with you. I like seeing the way your head moves along with the music, just kind of bobbing. I like seeing the way that you drive with one hand on the wheel, the other, you know, looking back at me every so often. And I made sure I look good for you, baby. You know, normally I dress comfy for a flight, but I really dress to the nines for you, you know, dark skinny jeans and heels and a pretty top with a nipped in waist so that, you know, you can see me. I hope you like what you see. I wore my red hair long rather than putting up in a bun like I normally do on flights. And, you know, I'm wearing some makeup. More makeup than when we FaceTime. I have this kind of burgundy lipstick on and mascara, eyeshadow, you know. I really want you to like me, baby. I really do. And we go to this bar and it's really nice, you know. It's this beautiful but just casual place in town. It's very cozy. And you get whatever you like there. And I get a gin and soda. You already know my favorite drink, don't you? And I just sip it and I'm glad that I have something I can blame the red flush on my cheeks on. And we just talk. We talk for hours because there's just so much we want to say. You know, you tell me everything. You tell me kind of your whole history, your life, all the memories you have of this town where you live. Maybe you grew up elsewhere, so you tell me those memories too, and all the people you're excited for me to meet and their stories, and all the places that you're excited for me to see. And, you know, I tell you things too. I tell you what I'm excited to see in your town, the places I want to walk and hike, the museums I want to see, and just that I'm excited to see you. And, you know, I reach across the table for your hand and I tell you that, you know, you're more than just a friend to me, and you already know that. It never had to be said, and you smile and we both kind of laugh a little bit awkwardly. You know, neither of us are confessing anything huge yet, but we're both excited for what's in store. And so, you know, we walk hand in hand out of the bar, and I'm excited for this. I really am. And, you know, we walk back to your car, and you're such a gentleman. You even open the door for me. You're so sweet. And when you drop me off at the hotel, you know, you walk me into the lobby and I kiss your cheek goodbye because I'm excited to see you the next day. I'm excited for the museum we plan to go to, the little history museum. I'm excited, you know, to sit in a cafe with you and just both of us be seen together. That gives me a little thrill, and I'm excited to meet your friends, you know, maybe even meet some of your family if you want me to. I'm really excited and I can barely sleep at night. Wow, I mean, just seeing you, it gives me just such a rush, and I kind of have to, you know, get off a little bit upstairs in my room because, gosh, just the touch of your hand just electrifies me. And gosh, the sight of your gorgeous face. You know, you have an effect on me that no other man ever has. Just thinking about your eyes and your smile and your voice, it brings me there, baby. I really like you. And so the next day, you know, we do all that we plan. We go for a little walk in the morning, maybe around the park or a nice little hiking spot near town. And then you show me some cool places and you see that museum I want to see. And you give silly commentary to everything we see. So we kind of joke around and gosh, it's a wonder we don't get kicked out. We're telling these stupid jokes and laughing so hard. But it's fun. It's always so much fun with you. Gosh, you make me laugh so hard. I can't remember the last time I've laughed this much. I love it. You know, you You really get my sense of humor, and I love your sense of humor. And then we're meeting up with some of your friends for a little party at your place. And, you know, I'm nervous, but I'm also really excited. I'm excited to see how you interact with others and, you know, the dynamics that you have with them. And maybe I even meet some of your siblings or some family you're close to, some cousins, you know. And I meet them and they're all amazing. They're all just as funny as you are. And I feel pretty comfortable with them right away. You know, I'm scared at first, but you make it easy on me. You know, you introduce me and kind of help me get my feel for the situation and strike up a conversation with them. And it's a really good time. We all play some games, you know, some Cards Against Humanity, maybe some trivia. It's just a lot of fun. And, well, I mean, it almost feels like we're really a couple and I'm not just someone that's visiting you, you know? And that's a really nice thought. Makes me feel really warm. And then, you know, after the party, it ends finally at like 1 in the morning. We go for a walk outside. You know, you tell me there's somewhere you just want to walk for a bit to kind of wind down after the party. And, you know, I love to walk, so I go with you. And we hold hands again and I kind of lean my head on your shoulder. And you just feel so warm and so nice. And gosh, in the moonlight, the way your hair shines and the way your skin looks, you're just so perfect for me. I can't even believe it. It makes my heart ache just looking at you. And I turn to face you and I tell you I have to confess something. And you rub my hand with your thumb and you just patiently listen. And I tell you I love you. And I know long distance is hard. I know it's really hard, but I have such strong feelings for you, and I would feel like I really missed out on something special if I didn't confess them to you, and if I didn't try for us, you know, if I didn't see, even just in this moment, just in this week, what we could be, if I didn't get to experience this fully with you. And you smile. And oh, you have the most beautiful smile. And you lean forward and kiss me. And I kiss you back. Oh. Oh. And your lips just feel amazing. They feel so good. Even better than I imagined. They're just warm and soft, and you're so gentle. You're just perfect. God, you're just perfect. I feel like I'm bursting because I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Wow. And I tell you that I'm in love with you. And you smile and, you know, we're both pretty overwhelmed, but you tell me you feel the same way. And I can't even believe it. I have to lean forward in your arms because I can't believe it. Wow. I can't believe someone as amazing as you could love me. And I'm so relieved that I'm not a letdown for you, that you like me in person, that you're attracted to me, that you want me. And I tell you, you know, I want you too. I really do. And so I ask you if you don't mind waiting one more day, just so you know, I can plan the night out and really do something special with you. really get the mood set and the room ready, and you know, maybe you can take me out on a date. Maybe I could take you out on a date. And you say you love that idea. And so we make some plans, you know. We spend the next day just hiking, a really long hike, somewhere gorgeous. Just so gorgeous. And the fact that I'm with you, it's just, it's perfect. I never want it to end. And we can't keep our hands off of each other, you know. We're just stealing touches and kisses the whole hike whenever there's no one around. Oh God, I want you so bad. I just want it to be nighttime already, but I know waiting will make it that much sweeter. And then, you know, you take me out to dinner, your favorite restaurant. I insist that we split the bill. I insist. But, you know, you take me to this cool little place that you love, this local place. And, you know, we end the night with another little walk until I tell you I can't wait anymore. I really can't. I need you now. And you tell me you're ready, that you want me to. And so we head up into my hotel room, and I'm so glad I got a hotel and not just an Airbnb. So we have the whole room to ourselves, and I set it up really nice. You know, I have the sheets all made. I have a playlist set, you know, some sensual R&B and some piano music. You know, something really romantic and sultry for us. Because I want the mood to be perfect. And, you know, we both kind of know what each other is into, you know. Obviously, we see each other's Reddits and so, or whatever forum account. But, you know, tonight, it's just about romance. It's just about the two of us finally showing each other how we feel. And I really like that thought. And so, you know, I turn on some music, something really light and soft, and we dim the lights. We pop a bottle of something sparkling, maybe cava, maybe prosecco, and we toast to new adventures together. And, you know, we both sit on the bed, and you lean forward and just slowly, slowly start to kiss me. Oh. And, you know, I want to wear something special for you, baby. I picked it out before I even left. You know, I brought this lingerie set just in case something happened between us, like I was hoping it would. And so I ask you if you don't mind waiting while I just put that on for you real quick. And I touch up my makeup and my hair in the restroom and spritz some perfume on. Oh, and I just make sure I look good for you, baby. I want to look good for you. And I'm hoping you'll like the way, you know, this lacy green bra and green panties and garter goes with my red hair. I really hope you'll like it. And I step out, and I love the way that your eyes widen at the sight of me, because you know that right now I'm all yours. I just want to be yours. I don't want anyone else. And I want you too. I want you to be mine. Will you be mine, baby? Will you be mine? I sure hope you will. And I just slowly slink over to you and straddle your lap and lean forward and just kiss you. To show you I really mean it. That I really, really want you. And the way that you keen and put your hands on my waist and just gently sink your fingers into my skin. It lets me know you want me too. I'm so glad, baby. I'm so glad. Oh, baby. And we kiss. Oh, yeah. Oh, your lips are so soft. You feel so good. Your hands feel so good. Oh my god, you just send tingles up my spine whenever you touch me. No one's ever touched me this way before, baby. Oh, I really need this, baby. I hope you need this too, because I've been waiting 2 torturous years for this. And you tell me you've been waiting a long time too, that you've been thinking of me almost as long as we've started talking, and that you want this. And I lean in closer and you can feel my body flush against yours, my breasts up against your chest. Then I kind of grind on your lap while I whisper in your ear that, baby, I've been thinking about you too. It's really the only way I can get off now, is to just think about you and all the things we could do together, baby. Oh, and that drives you wild. Do you like that, baby? Do you like when my breath is up against your neck and I just... my little kisses and pecks on that soft, tender skin. Come on, baby, I want to see you too. Why don't you get undressed for me? I deserve a little show too, right? And so, you rise to stand and I kind of prop myself up on the bed. A smug little smile on my face because I'm excited that I get a show. And you strip off first your shirt and then your jeans. And you look so good, baby. Oh, God. Every inch of you just looks fucking amazing. You have no idea how badly I want you. It's really insane. It really is. I want you so bad. I really do. Are you gonna let me have you, baby? You lean forward and just rest your hand against my cheek and kiss me. And you ask me how I want to do this. How should we do this? And I tell you that I want to feel you on me, baby. I want you to hold me and, oh, I just want you to fuck me. That's what I want. That's what I want. Will you do that for me, baby? Will you get on top of me and just fuck me while I grab at your back and kiss you all over and just squirm and writhe underneath you? Will you do that for me, baby? Please. I can be on top next time. I know you want that too, but let's just take things really slow tonight, baby. Really soft and slow. We've waited a long time to enjoy this, and I want to make the most of it. And so, you get on top of me and just grind up against me, and I'm already quivering and shaking and I'm moaning for you. And you bend down and kiss my neck. Fuck. Baby. Fuck. Fuck. And you take your hand and just slowly work your finger against the front seam of my panties and just tease my clit just a little bit. Fuck. Fuck. Your hands feel so fucking good. I don't know how you do that, but you feel amazing, baby. God, I'm just intoxicated by you. Just the feel of you and the smell of you and the sight of you and the way your voice is against my ear. Oh, God. I need more. I tell you, I need more. And you just slowly suck the skin underneath my neck and my cleavage while you work your finger inside me. Oh, you know, I'm pretty tight and I need a lot of stretching before I'm ready. But you're gentle with me, baby. You're so good to me. I can't believe you're mine. I can't believe I'm yours. I've wanted you. You're just the perfect, perfect man, and I've wanted you so badly. Oh, fuck, baby, go faster, please. Fuck. Yes, fuck, fuck, and you just slide my bra down so you can see me. So you can see all of me. And I slip out of my panties. But I want to see you too. I grab at the waistband of whatever you're left wearing. Oh, fuck, you're so gorgeous. You have no idea. You're so fucking gorgeous. Oh my God. Your cock is perfect. Your thighs are perfect. Oh my God. Your body is fucking perfect. Exactly the way it is, baby. Exactly as you are. That's how I want you. Exactly how you look right now. That's you, baby, and I love it. I love it so much. Fuck. I need you, baby. I need you. I love you and I need you. Please don't make me wait. Please don't make me wait. Oh. You slide another finger into me and it startles me a little, but you just kind of whisper in my ear and soothe me as I soften around you. Baby. Oh God. Oh God, you feel so good. Oh, you gently kind of swirl your thumb on my nipples. Oh God. They're really sensitive. Oh, how do you know they'd be so sensitive? Oh, and I lean up and I kiss and suck and lick yours too. I hope you like that, baby. Oh, you're being so patient, getting me ready, and oh, you're getting hard, and I really want you, baby. I really fucking need you. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I haven't had anyone else, baby, the whole time I've talked to you. I just want you. I just want you. Please. Fuck, I'm just dripping. I need you. I need you. Please, I fucking need you. Oh, fuck. And you just... you line yourself up with me and slowly sink your hips. You really stretch me out. But it's good. Oh, gosh. You're so good. God. Fuck. You're so good. Oh, and you stroke my cheek and kiss me all over. And oh, baby, I need this. Please. Oh, God. You feel so good. You feel so good. Gosh, I'm just quivering around you. Oh, God. God. Oh, fuck. I'm already shaking and you're not even moving. Oh, my God. Oh, the sound of your voice in my ear just... Oh, fuck, you're even better than I ever imagined. Even better than I ever dreamed. Oh, God, I need you to fuck me. I need you to fuck me. I need you to fuck me, baby, right now. Oh, God, oh, fuck, you're so deep. Oh, God. I love the way. Oh, God. You stabilize me and just hold me. Oh, just kissing me. While you fuck me deeper. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I love our bodies together so close like this. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it so much, baby. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, you're so hard. You're so fucking hard. I can feel you just oozing inside my tight pussy. Baby. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh my God, when you rub my clit like that, with your thumb. Oh, God. Oh, God. Baby. Baby, fuck. Oh, you're so good. You're so fucking good. You're so fucking sexy. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, God, God, fuck. Oh, my God, you're making me come, baby. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. I want it. Just keep fucking me. I want to get you there. Please. please, I want to make you come. I want to make you come. Oh, baby, I want to make you feel as good as you're making me feel. Oh, fuck, you're so good, baby. Oh, fuck, come inside me, baby. I want this dick to come deep inside me. I want this dick to come deep inside me, please. Oh, give it to me, baby, give it to me. Oh, fuck, I want it. You know I want it. Oh, fuck. Give it to me. Please. Give it to me. Oh, baby, come for me. Come for me. You know I want you to come for me. Oh, fuck. Yeah, like that. Let me grab your hips. Oh, fuck. Keep fucking me, please. I'm so sensitive and I'm just shaking and quivering and dripping on you. I just need it. Oh, baby, you're gonna get me there. Let's come together. Let's come together, please. Let's come together. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, baby, pardon-moi. Pardon-moi. Oh, tuleminua. Tuleminua. Oh, kuulta tuleminua. Oh, pardon-moi. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, are you there? Are you there? I need you to come, baby, please. Oh, I need you to come. Oh, fuck. Oh, let me know, baby, please. Fuck, kiss me, baby. Oh my god. My hips are still lifting off the bed. Oh fuck. Oh my god, baby. You were so good. I need some water. One second. Do you need some? Here. Yeah. We kind of exerted ourselves there, huh? Baby. Oh my god. Please, just lay in my arms for a bit. I just want to hold you. I just want to hold you so I know you're real. Oh my god. I love you, baby. I love you so much. Oh, fuck, baby. Well, this sealed the deal for me. This is worth waiting for. And I think we'll figure it out. You know, whether I move out to you or you move out to LA with me, we'll figure it out. I know we will. We're in this together. And I'm here for you, baby. I love you. Oh, God, I love you so much. I didn't even know this was possible. Just on every level, I feel connected with you, you know? Mentally, emotionally, intellectually, artistically, creatively. You know, it's like we're two halves and we're finally reunited. I love that, baby. And I love sharing this physically with you, making you feel as good as you make me feel. Oh. Will you stay the night with me, baby? I'm glad. Was this what you hoped for? Oh, that's good. That's good. I wanted it to be. I love you, baby. And we still have 4 more days of this. Yeah, and you'll have to come out to LA to see me too. I love you, baby. This was great. I love you. Yeah, this is the best vacation I've been on by far.